Up next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a 10-year term on Wisconsin's highest court, the state Supreme Court, headlines the April 2nd election. The race pits two Waukesha Court of Appeals judges against each other. Judge Brian Hagedorn against Judge Lisa Neubauer. Coming up, we'll hear from Judge Hagedorn, who spoke with us this week. Also, our Caleb Swenson talks with Feed My People Food Bank Executive Director Suzanne Becker about a big announcement made this week regarding expansion. It's all next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. And welcome. Early voting for the contentious state Supreme Court race between Waukesha Court of Appeals judges Brian Hagedorn and Judge Lisa Neubauer starts in Eau Claire tomorrow. Although the Wisconsin Supreme Court race elects a nonpartisan position, the two candidates have seen endorsements from different sides of the aisle. Now, before we get to those endorsements, the election began last spring after Justice Shirley Abrahamson, the longest-serving state Supreme Court judge in Wisconsin and first woman on the state's highest court, announced in May of 2018 that she would not be seeking re-election, not be seeking another 10-year term on the court. Judge Neubauer has worked in law for 30 years and spent 10 of those years as an appellate judge. She was first elected in 2008 and was appointed to the Wisconsin Court of Appeals in 2015, where she has served since. She's received support, including former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, whose National Redistricting Action Fund has raised $350,000 with Together Wisconsin Acts and the Black Leaders Organizing Communities to support her campaign. She's also seen endorsements from 331 current and former Wisconsin judges and 80 Republican and Democratic elected sheriffs and district's attorney, according to her press release. Meanwhile, Brian Hagedorn served as chief legal counsel for former Governor Scott Walker for 5 years before his judicial career. He was appointed in 2015 by Walker and won election in 2017. Hagedorn has earned the endorsement of 44 current and former Wisconsin sheriffs, two pro-life organizations, and the Milwaukee Police Association. However, Hagedorn has also received criticism over the resurfacing of written blog posts starting in 2005, where he publicized controversial opinions on the LGBTQ community. We spoke with Hagedorn Thursday morning on our WIB wake-up show on WWIB and began by asking him about participating in a race that's supposed to be nonpartisan, but has certainly included a lot of partisan attacks on him.
Well, yeah, they certainly, I think, can have that view and perspective. You know, I mean, I don't think the job of a judge is ultimately a partisan job at the end of the day, but there are differing judicial philosophies. There's different approaches that sometimes correlate to a certain degree with parties, and, you know, and some of it has to do with our backgrounds, and I've worked for Governor Walker, and she's worked for Democrats in the past, and so those things tend to fall out that way. But you know, really, my job isn't a political job, and it shouldn't be, and that's what I'm running on.
So you have gotten, let's just state it as it is, I mean, you've gotten hammered, it seems to me, from the left, from the Democratic Party, from One Wisconsin Now, and probably other groups regarding things they want to call out in terms of blog posts, things in terms of the LGBTQ. So give us your response to that.
Yeah, it's really been an onslaught for sure. You know, and certainly the media's joined on as well. You know, I mean, there's been a variety of things, but I think what we're seeing is a bigger picture issue in our culture, which is an effort to push people of faith out of public life. I mean, you know, one of the big ones that I've been attacked for is my wife and I started a Christian school around where we live. And it is schools that require staff to adhere to codes of conduct that are pretty normal for, I think, most kinds of Christian schools out there. And yet people are now saying, you know, you hear my opponent and her allies say that, you know, I'm unqualified for the court, essentially. And I just think that is really, really wrong. You know, we have no religious test for public office, our Constitution says. And, you know, quite frankly, as a judge, I'm not running to impose my moral or policy or religious views on anybody. But, you know, I do think we have a constitutional freedom of religion, and that's really important. And what you're seeing is this real bias by people who want me to sign on to their agenda in their moral and political views and religious views, quite frankly. And that's wrong. That's wrong. And so, you know, I feel like I'm around for such a time as this to be able to speak up and say, we're not going to go there. It's not okay. And to stand up for the religious freedom of everybody, including Christians. I can be a faithful Christian and be a faithful judge.
Do you feel like you're adequately dealing with this, or is it Were you expecting this? Has it caught you off guard?
Well, you know, I was expecting some of it. I think the vitriol that, you know, we've taken has been maybe a little more than I anticipated in certain places. But, you know, I just feel like I'm just called to be faithful to where I'm at right now and to keep working. How are we handling it? I mean, part of it is helping people understand what's actually at stake. And from my standpoint, there are people who really do want to take over the Supreme Court, and they want to politicize it. And therefore, for them, I'm public enemy number one, and they're going to say whatever they feel like they need to say in order to, you know, win the race. And so we're trying to get focused and stay focused on you know, the issues that are actually relevant to the race, not me volunteering at my kid's school or things that, you know, I may have written as a law student years and years ago. You know, we're just trying to stay focused, get our message out, and, you know, we have a lot of excitement. And I think, actually, quite frankly, there's been a big backlash against the attacks against, not just me, but I think Christians and people of faith more generally. And that's got a lot of people excited and ready to work hard, as is already happening. And, you know, that may be the silver lining in all of this.
Again, Waukesha Court of Appeals Judge Brian Hagedorn squaring off against his fellow Waukesha Court of Appeals Judge Lisa Neubauer in the April 2nd spring election for a 10-year term on the state Supreme Court, early voting starting Monday and running each of the next two work weeks in Eau Claire and starts at different times in different locations. Meanwhile, also on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a big announcement coming in the past few days from Feed My People Food Bank. Our Caleb Swenson caught up with the Feed My People's assistant director, Suzanne Becker, for the full story.
Starting off, Suzanne, there is some big news here for our friends at Feed My People.
You bet. We're very excited to announce that we are starting our public campaign called Feeding Healthy Futures, and it's going to expand our building. It's going to expand our programming, and it's going to really help us reach more folks and, you know, just do a better job of serving those who are food insecure in our community.
So let me jump on that, too. Expanding your building, this is a significant expansion, correct?
It is. It is. We are going to more than double our space. We're going to triple our cooler space. Right now, you know, what we really want to do is have fresh food, but our cooler space just can't handle it. So we're going to triple our cooler space so that we can really promote health and fresh food. We are going to add volunteer space so that we can accommodate more volunteers. We are going to include a clean room. The USDA wants us to have a clean room so that it just increased sanitation and safety, food safety. So lots of exciting things and lots of tools to help us really do more with what, you know, with our mission.
Absolutely. What a wonderful blessing. And again, your goal, your stated mission has always been to combat and eliminate hunger in West Central Wisconsin. And this will give you the tools and resources you need to continue carrying that torch and fighting that fight.
That's right. You know, and we want to do it today. We wanted to do it next year. We also want to do it down the road. And we understand that this need is not going to go away. The face of hunger changes over time. But we really want to promote health, not just food, but healthy food. We want to promote new programming, new ways to get to our seniors. Our seniors are our fastest growing population in need, and we're very concerned about that. We're concerned about working families. And when we're concerned about working families, we are, of course, concerned about our kids. So we understand we need to be innovative. We need new programming, new partnerships. But with all of that, it needs more capacity. It needs more cooler space and walls and just space. So that's what it's all about. It's really not about the walls. It's about the people that we want to serve.
Talking with Suzanne from Feed My People Food Bank. And Suzanne, you partner with over 200 hunger relief programs in 14 counties in West Central Wisconsin. How have you seen that need, again, you just mentioned it never really goes away, how have you seen that need grow in such a way that it precipitated the need for this expansion?
You know, again, I believe it's about health, and it's also about reaching people and making it be okay to get help. But, you know, it's about health. We understand more and more every year the connection between, you know, being diabetic or high blood pressure or chronic disease, that connection with healthy food. And, you know, there's all kinds of data that shows that your diet is the number one way for you to impact your health. But then imagine if you're low income. You know, imagine you're a low-income parent and, you know, you want to do the best you can for your kids, but you only have so many dollars in your pocket, and you need to buy calories, you know. And so we need to promote that. That's what we need to do for our families. It's also what we need to do for our community, because health, you know, strengthens the community for all of us. So that is a big piece of it, is really health going forward.
Absolutely. So the Feeding Healthy Futures campaign, and again, the kickoff here. Now, this is a significant investment monetarily, but you guys have made some great progress already toward this expansion and building project.
Right. We have, and we're excited. We have been in a quiet campaign trying to reach out to some of our to some donors, and our goal is $3 million, which just sounds like a lot, doesn't it? But we are really fortunate to, as of today, that we have $2.4 million pledged. So part of that, and I'm very proud to say this, part of that, we have 100% commitment from our staff and board. Feed My People has also just had some wonderful relationships. So we're excited, 2.4, but we still need some help. We need 600,000 more, and we're just hoping that the public will help us out with that. You know, every gift makes a difference, small, large, whatever, it all makes a difference.
And how will the needs, not only the financial needs of Feed My People grow, but volunteer needs? I would assume with more space, there's going to be more need for those joining with the cause and actually giving of their time.
That's right. That's right. And this community has always been good with providing time and helping us with the volunteers. And we really have kind of maxed out with our volunteer space. But the more, with having a better volunteer space, we really think that we can do that much more without having to expend money on more personnel. So volunteer is a big piece of this, and as we get closer to having our new facility, we will talk more about what that might mean to folks.
Absolutely. And before we let you go, Suzanne, can you, again, just give kind of the nutshell recap of what Feed My People does on a daily and weekly basis in the ways that you partner with those in our community, and again, that you aid local food pantries in local communities all throughout our area in getting the food into the hands of those who need it, because often we don't realize who's hungry.
Right. That's right. We really don't. And we know that stats show that up to 40% of those in our community are at risk for at different times for spiraling into a desperate situation. And that might mean I'm okay today, but tomorrow my car breaks down or I have a medical bill, and that means I have to make some tough choices. You know, and then we have our seniors again who really, you know, their options are limited. They are working on a fixed income. They may have worked their whole lives, and now, you know, they have high medical bills. We know the cost of medical care is expensive. So our job as a food bank, we are charged with rescuing food, making sure that food that would otherwise be thrown away gets into the hands of those who need it. That's our job. There's enough food out there. There's enough healthy food out there for all of us. But it does not always fall into the – we need to work at getting that into a distribution cycle. And that's what we've done for 35 years, and that's what we plan to do well into the future.
Suzanne, great to have you with us. And again, while it's disheartening sometimes to see how many of the very young and also the very old, our elderly population, how much they are in need, it's just such a joy to be able to see the community coming together. And I foresee this coming together even more with the Feeding Healthy Futures campaign, with the expansion. We're so excited for you and wishing you the very best in that, and hoping that this community will come together even more as one to make sure that no one goes hungry throughout Western and Central Wisconsin.
Thank you. Thank you, Caleb. You know, the best part of my job is that I just see what a wonderful community we have all the time. Generous with time, generous with money, generous in all kinds of ways. And, you know, we're just very grateful to be part of that.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Suzanne. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Suzanne Becker, Assistant Director of Feed My People Food Bank. Again, what an exciting, exciting announcement. The Feeding Healthy Futures expansion campaign. You can find out more at fmpfoodbank.org.
Thank you, Caleb and Suzanne. Exciting announcement there from Feed My People this week with that expansion plan. Also earlier, hearing from one of the two state Supreme Court candidates, Brian Hagedorn, one of the two judges from the Waukesha Court of Appeals running for a 10-year term in the state's highest court, looking to replace one of the noted liberals on the court, Shirley Abrahamson. Make sure to check out our podcast of Chippewa Valley this week at wwib.com. and WOGO.com. The preceding has been a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson.